Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Pulleo. Pitching for the New York Mets, Charlie Pulleo. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ryan Sandberg. Batting second. The second baseman, Junior Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, J. John Stone. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Steve Henderson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Martz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Randy Martz. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg takes first base on ball four. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Pulleo fields it and throws to first for the out. Sandberg moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sandberg moves to third. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball four. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foster moves to third. Hodges moves to second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foster tags and scores. Hodges tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Davis reaches second base with a double. Keith Moreland pinch runs for Jody Davis. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone takes first base on ball four. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland scores. Johnstone moves to third. Bauer moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz takes first base on ball 4. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to home to get Johnstone. Bauer moves to third. Martz moves to second. Two outs. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 0 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Moreland now catching. Charlie Pulleo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulleo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sandberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnstone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Martz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into right field. John Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Pulleo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pulleo is 0-for-1 in the game. Pulleo hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Johnstone takes first base on ball 4. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Durham settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martz hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sandberg. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. Sandberg steals second. Junior Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Pulio covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodges hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up towards short. Bauer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-3 in the game. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Durham reaches second base with a double. Buckner goes all the way around to score. Durham moves to third. It's 4-1, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Neil Allen now pitching. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Johnstone hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moreland moves to third. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Randy Martz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Martz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Neil Allen. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Martz covering, for the out. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-3 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.